flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's head down to Shell Beach. Campo's Marina is our destination. Okay, we're there. Let's talk to Robbie Campo. Robbie, first thing, last week you mentioned you thought it may be the last weekend for live shrimp. Was it, or you still have a few hanging around?
No, Don. I was right about that. I was dead on with that. What I wasn't dead on with was the Jubilee that was hoping to take place. By many, and we talked about this last week, and we're going to talk about it again. What we need to happen for the stars to align is you have to have very cold temperatures and you have to have very low water. What we didn't have, we had the cold temperatures, but we didn't have the low water. So what happened was Wednesday evening when the tide fell out enough, they did catch some in from Wednesday evening into Thursday. Not the numbers that we always used to seeing there by the Wiclocky Bridge. Didn't happen like that. Not always a bad thing, Don. Redfish has been, you know, kind of under the gun here for quite some time. You know, and it could have been one of these things where one of these cases where they could have been massacred over there, but it didn't happen. So, but what is going to happen is it's cold today. It's 35 degrees. The wind is blowing out of the northwest at anywhere from 15 to 25 miles an hour down here right now. We've seen gusts up to 25 this morning so far. I don't know if today is going to be the day, but the temperature is supposed to get in the 20s tonight. I think you're going to have a better shot at this thing tomorrow than you're going to have today. Water temperatures are going to drop all day. It's going to drop, throughout tonight, and then water levels are going to drop. So I think tomorrow is going to be the better day for this thing to happen.
You know, I got a comment in from Butch, who operates the bridge right there, and he's got a front row seat of the whole thing. He said there hundreds of people turned out, and there was a lot of undersized, you know, 14-inch fish being caught, but they did catch a few up to 18, and he reminded people to have their license ready because wildlife is out there definitely checking. So, yeah, well, you know, the low tide this morning where you are is 9 a.m., So if they're going to try it today, if today's their day to fish, you want to try to hit it on that low tide, like you say, because that's one of the criteria for those fish stacking up in there. And the other side of this thing could be, you know, maybe there is a lack of redfish and they're not showing up there just because there's not any fish, enough fish left to fill it like they used to.
Well, Don, I don't believe there's a lack of redfish. I think that, you know, over the years, like I said, when this thing happens and it comes together just right, and the water is dead rock low, and it's, you know, rock bottom low, and it's and you have, you know, these very cold temperatures, because I've seen it where we were over there catching these fish, and it was in the 20s. You couldn't feel your fingers on trying to put a dead trip on.
Oh, I've been there.
It's been really, I've seen some really, really brutal conditions over there, you know, trying to catch a redfish. But, again, I think tomorrow is going to be your better day to go do this. I really do. I think tomorrow is going to be if it's going to happen, it'll probably happen. You know, tomorrow is going to be the day. That's my prediction anyway. So now, look, don't hold me to this, because I mean, I'm just a marina owner. You know,
right?
What I mean?
They're fish. They're unpredictable, and that would right. make them so much fun. Robbie, besides that, there is a public hearing. It's the one public hearing on the notice of intent for the change in the redfish limits. They're going to discuss it Monday morning at 10 a.m. People are invited to comment. They're going to be looking at changing it to 3 fish instead of 5, 18 to 27, and none being kept over the 27, and the guides cannot keep a limit while they've got customers on the boat. You got a whole fleet of professional guys fish out of your marina there. What is the general thought on going to reducing the redfish?
I think for most of the guys I spoke with, Don, I have two kind of guides here. Okay, I have fly fishing guides who are pushing for 3 and this new limit, 18 to 27, no guide, or whatever it is, 18 to 24, or whatever. I didn't even see it. But anyway, I know it's coming. I know the meeting's coming, but I didn't know what the size limit was going to be. 18, or what is it going to be again?
18 to 27.
Oh, I see. I was told it was going to be 18
well,
to 25.
Let's see.
But anyway, they would like to see 3. I'm going to go with whatever science says. I don't, whether it's right or wrong, I'm going to speak with David Cresson from CCA and see what he has to say on this issue. But look, it's not my decision. It's going to be up to the science to decide, not mine.
And the public. Well, David's going to be on with us a little bit later on, so you'll hear what he has to say, because we're going to talk to him about this issue as well as the pogie boat issue. But it is 18 to 27, the latest, because they've been, you know, amending it. And it's 3 fish per day, none over 27, and the captain and the crew on the charter boat cannot. They can fish, but they can't keep their fish, their limit.
Right. Well, like I said, Don, you know, and it's, there's a lot of politics involved in this whole deal, we'll just have to wait and see the outcome, because I tell you the truth, I really don't know how this is gonna weigh out. But hey, look, whatever it is, and we'll just get used to it, and we're gonna live with it, and it'll still be okay. You know, it won't be the end of the world, I'm sure. So,
all right, Robbie,
it might
for those
seem like it, but it is. It won't be the end of the world, I promise.
All right. Well, thanks for being there for the report, and thanks for being there for the people that want to put their boats in and go fish. I would suggest waiting it out a little bit, let it warm up, let that sun get up, because there's going to be some sunshine today, except for the duck hunters. They need to get out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, Don.
Okay,
talk
Robbie.
To you next Saturday, buddy.
Yes, sir.
All
thanks
right,
again.
Bye-bye.
Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach.